oil.
So the deek is gerish v'shemin makvin. Enochnami, only these two things are makiv, that you have to have gerish v'shemin. But v'yein dover acha makiv, other things are not makiv. Even though you don't have the other things, it's not likuvah. So again, only what the Torah repeats over a second time, that's called likuvah. Like gerish v'shemna, shamna. For the Torah does not repeat a second time, even though it says the word chukah, still it's not called likuvah. Now the Gemara says, gufa. Omar Rav, Rav says that by Menochis, kol mokam shechs mechua kosev v'toiras mincha en ven liyakev. Any avoided, the Torah does repeat twice by Menochis, that's a proof that it means likuva, it has to be done, and if it's not done, it's possible. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says no. Geres v'shem en matven, only these two things are makev by Menochis. But the end of Racha makev, even though the Torah repeats it a second time, Rashi says, still it's not likuva. The only thing that has to be done is only gerish v'shemna, the flour and the oil. But anything else is not. So Mars the question will is Shmuel, Afagab the Tonin de Krole Makvole, even though the Torah repeats it a second time, can you tell me Satli Kuva, how could that be? Elder Mars says like this, Kolhecha the Tonin de Kro Vade Makvole, no, even Shmuel agrees. If the Torah says the Torah over a second time, Vade was called Likuva. Alright, turn over, we'll continue on the other side. So again, even according to Shmuel Avada, Kol Heicho the Tony Bei Kru Avadi Matva. Vaoch over here, B'mole Kumtza B'kumtza Kamitzvagi. Here the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel is, when you make a Kamitzva, does the Bedavka have to be with your hands, or can you use a Kali, the shear of a Kamitzva? The Tanya, not like this. The Pasuk says, Mole Kumtza B'kumtza. What does that mean? Shele Yasa Midu L'Koyim, but you can't make a Kali, a measuring scoop, to make a Kamitzva out of the Mincham. But the Kohen Badask has to use his hands. Rashi says, Siv b'chod the duchto and hode shoni b'dibur a second time. It teach us it has to be biyodai and not with a kli. Rav Sava, honami, that honami tonebe kro, Torah says over a second time also, the Siv it says, v'yikra v'samimcha v'yamale kapim mimenu. Like it says it twice, that you Badask have to use your hands and not to use a kli. Or Shmuel says no, Doris Mishor Leyafinon. You can't learn out what happened to Doris from Mishor, special Mincha was brought at that time. And Rashi says, Ochikoma, that Chazorah the Geris for Shemen who, the Yasor Likuva, that's coming to say it has to be done. Vechein Dugmos, anything like it. Shulchsru Betoiras, Minchas Doris, any other Mincha Yav, it has to be brought this way. Abu that the Apostle says over here, Vyamale Kapoy, Le Chazorah, that's not called the Chazorah. But that was a mincha shor only at that time. You can't learn out for that. It's all over. So where's the question? Is that true? With Shmuel Doris Mishor, b'loyal of Shmuel Doris Mishor, is it true? You don't learn out Doris Mishor. What happens in the future from a special mincha? What happened at that time? The Yotnan we learned kli halach mekadshim metalach, a kli that's used to measure liquid can only be mekadish liquid. Or midas yovish, a kli that's used to measure solid, is mekachem es yovish. And the opposite, no. V'yein kli halach mekachem es yovish, for le midas yovish mekachem es halach. Not a measuring cup that's supposed to be used for liquid, cannot use for dry. And what's supposed to be for dry stuff, cannot be for liquid. Now v'yama Shmuel says, lo shonu ela midas, only kelim that are mamish measuring cups. Av mizrakos, but the kelim used to mekabo the dam of the mizrak, Mekadshin, that you could be Mekadish. The Pasuk says, Shneyim Malayim Seilus. That the Pasuk says, Shneyim, that both are filled up with Seilus. Means the Mizrak by the covers born in the Midbar, the Mizrak that was used to Mekabal Adam, and that also you fill it up with Seilus. So you see, the Kli that's used to Mekabal Adam could also be Mekadish or Yavesh. So here you see, Shmuel learns out, Lidurus from Ashur. This Pasuk is Shneyim Malayim Seilus. Was a special mincha brought l'saw by Doris by Moshe Rabbeinu there. So Moshe says no. Shani Yosni is different by the Nisim is talking about by the Chanukas of the Mishkan by the Nisim. So Moshe says Shani Yosni there is different. The Tony Bekrua traced the Zimna since the Chaz is over 13 times. That's approved. It doesn't have a loch only like l'saw of the Chanukas and Nisim, but it means taka limud l'Doris. From here Shmuel agreed you could learn out l'Doris. But all the halachas that says l'shor, you cannot learn out l'doros from what it says only a special time, what happened then in the Midbar. Talmud says, O Malei Rav Kana, Ravasi, Lerav, Varei HaGoshom, Yisavoyde by a Mincha, that you have to make HaGoshom, to bring it towards the Mizbeach, to Tone Beikru, the Torah says it twice, and still Veloi Ma'akfot, it's not Ma'akfot, our Mishnah says, even without HaGoshom, the Mincha's Kosho. So Mora says, Man Tani Bei, where do we say the second time? The Siddur Pasuk says, Zoyis Teros HaMincha HaKrei Voyse Bnei Yavon of Nei Hashem. So this is the second time that it says it. You have to make HaGoshom, you have to bring the Mincha towards the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, this is not really extra. I'll tell you, who the Kvoyel or Mokam Udiyosa. This pasuk has come to teach us where exactly do you have to make the HaGoshom. Look at Chilo. Which part of the Mizbeach do you have to bring the Mincha towards? The Tanya will learn like this. One pasuk says, Lefnei Hashem. So Yochid B'mar, maybe it has to be on the Marav side, the west side of the Mizbeach. That's near the Heichel. Tamil, the pasuk says, Pnei HaMizbeach, it has to be by the Pnei. There has to be a Pnei HaMizbeach by the face of the Mizbeach, which is on our Durham side, on the south side. That's where the Kevis is. That's where we go to Mizbeach. So Mora says, just from the pasuk, Yeh, Pnei HaMizbeach, Yochid, maybe B'dorim, maybe it should be on the Durham side. Tamil, it says, oh, Pnei Hashem. Okay, so how is it possible? Magishim, make that Gosho, the Karen, Jeroimis, Marovis. That's been the Durham Marav side. That corner, that top corner is called Pnei Mizbeach, the Durham side, and it's also called Lefnei Hashem. So that's called Okay. It said Megisha Bekeren Jeroimis Marovis Keneged Chudish Akeren. V'dai, that's enough. Rebels. That's why we need to psukim here. It's not called Likuva, saying it twice. It's only teaching us where is the Mokam to make the Agosha. Rebels. I'm like this. Yochol Yagishenu L'Marova Shol Keren. Maybe bring it to the Marav side. Oy Lidroi Meshaker, maybe to the south side, like we just said. Is a matter to play like this. That Kol Mokim Shato Moitzi Shnei Mikros, when we have two psukim. Echod Mekayim Atzim, one is Mekayim itself, or Mekayim Chavere. It comes good with the other one also. But Viechod Mekayim Atzim of Atlas Chavere, one is good according to itself, but it goes against the other posik. So which posik should we take for the Bidika posik? Is the Klal is usually Menicha Meshem Mekayim Atzim. We'll leave over the post that's Mekayim itself, or Mevatel Chaveroi, and which is Mevatel to the other one. And rather, Betoivshin is from Mekayim Atzma, Mekayim Chaveroi, or rather, Dashin the post that's Mekayim both of them. So what does it mean to say like this? Shekeshatoim Lefnei Hashem, B'marav, you tell me that Lefnei Hashem means a Marav side, but Talta Pnei HaMizbeach. The Marav side is not called the Pnei HaMizbeach. If you put it, Vidorm on the south side, it's not called Pnei HaMizbeach of the Dorm. The Pnei HaMizbeach, the face of the Mizbeach, is on the Dorm side. If you do it on the Marav side, it's not the Dorm. But if you say it means the face of the Mizbeach, the Dorim, if you do it on the Dorm side, then Kiyam to Pnei Hashem on the Dorm side of the Mizbeach will also be a Kiyam of Pnei Hashem. How could that be? According to this fiction, Rashi doesn't come out. Because we have the Mizbeach to be on the Dorm side of the Azara. So therefore, the Pnei, all the way the Durham side of the Mizbeach is not in front of the Heichel altogether. The more of the Heichel Kiyam, how are you making it then? By doing the Durham side also of Pnei Hashem. So Rabashi ends, I'll tell you, Kisar Vartan and Stana holds that Kula Mizbeach with Sof and Koi, no, the whole Mizbeach was on the north side of the Azara. So therefore, the south side of the Mizbeach, the Pnei Mizbeach, that's Mamish Kineged the Heichel. So now if you do it on the Durham side of the Mizbeach, that's the Kiyam of both Sukkim. That's called Pnei HaMizbeach. And it's also called the Pnei Hashem. Mask of Lora Funa, Harei Melech, salting the Mincha. Leitona Bekura, Torah doesn't say it twice, so Makvas to Makvabe, it's also Likuba, the Tanya learn like this. Bris Melech Olamu, should say Bris Amur Be Melech. They have to have a Bris, you see Melech Lekur is Likuba. So why? It doesn't say it twice, and my Menachas was saying what doesn't say twice should not be Likuba. Alright, we'll stop here, continue on to the next page.